more than anything else, is an absolute outlaw regime. The rule of law is nothing to these people. And as a consequence, even subpoenas will likely be ignored.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush is in Mexico today on his last leg of a five-country tour of Latin America. His trip generated sometimes violent protests against U.S. foreign and economic policy. In Mexico City, the president is expected to discuss immigration and the drug trade. At the UN, negotiators say they are close to an agreement on a series of sanctions against Iran, which continues to refuse to abandon its uranium enrichment program. The panel is expected to discuss proposed sanctions with the UN Security Council as early as today. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats have abandoned their plan to rein in President Bush's ability to wage war against Iran. Instead, they're concentrating on passage of legislation calling for withdrawal of troops from Iraq. The president has promised to veto the bill. A poll released today by CNN says 58% of Americans want U.S. troops to withdraw from Iraq. Support for the president's surge strategy has grown slightly. 37% favor the plan. The New York Times reports that even though alcohol is forbidden to troops stationed in Muslim Iraq and Afghanistan, it is increasingly involved in crimes committed by soldiers. More than a third of prosecutions of U.S. forces for violent offenses were alcohol-fueled. Of the troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan seeking care from the VA, nearly a third were diagnosed with mental problems such as post-traumatic stress. That's according to a university study just released. Those most deeply affected appear to be the youngest soldiers. In Iraq, various incidents of sectarian violence today killed 6 and wounded 16. In addition, 15 bodies were found scattered in Baghdad neighborhoods, some showing signs of torture. A majority of Republican voters aren't satisfied with those who have announced their candidacy for the GOP nomination for president. That's according to the most recent CBS New York Times poll. 57% of those surveyed say they wish there were more choices for the nomination. In Phoenix, 6 Islamic religious leaders ejected from a U.S. Airways flight, handcuffed and interrogated, are filing a lawsuit. The men returning to Arizona from a religious conference were removed from the flight when another passenger found them suspicious.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I'm here to ask you a question. Has one of your friends or relatives sent you a DVD from another country and you discover that it won't play in your machine? At the Duplication Connection, we can convert any country-coded DVD to play in the U.S. We can also convert your DVDs to play in any country on the planet. Call me at the Duplication Connection at area code 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
Don't dread the Fed. Sure, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Seems like it happens every day around noon. But does that affect your home loan? Not necessarily. Talk to the pros at Gold Coast Financial. They can help you bid your dread of interest rates goodbye. Don't wait another minute. Start living in your dream home while sending your interest rate nightmares packing. Gold Coast Financial. 649-8757. 649-8757. Gold Coast Financial. 831-649-8757.
The UN estimates by 2050 the number of people age 60 and over will have nearly tripled. Many wealthier countries will see a decline in population. Growth and higher birth rates will come mostly from developing and poor nations worldwide. A New Zealand study indicates office workers who sit at their desks for long periods of time are more at risk for forming deadly blood clots in their legs than are passengers on long plane flights. Manpower's most recent survey says 8% of U.S. companies plan on adding new positions to their payrolls within the next 3 months. 7% plan on laying off workers. Manpower says, after a seasonal adjustment, that makes it the third quarter in a row the rate of hiring has dropped. Dollar General, which owns more than 8,200 stores nationwide, will be acquired by a private equity company in a deal worth nearly $7 billion. The Tennessee-based company is restructuring to fight competition and stabilize its staffing. Kuwait has ordered 12 Boeing Dreamliner passenger jets for $3.5 billion. Early this morning, one of the most famous Las Vegas casino hotels was imploded. The Stardust is no more. Its destruction makes way for the $4.4 billion resort Echelon. Light sweet crude trading at $59.42 a barrel. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, get up. Come on, wake up. 1-2, 1-2, time for calisthenics in the morning. Come on, here you go. Jumping jack times, everybody. 1-2, 1-2. Get your ass out of bed, boy. It's 10 o'clock in the morning there in New York City. And don't you know how to get up, boy? Don't you know how to do this proper right like we do things down south, boy? We all gonna get up now. How you doing, everybody? Wake up. My name is Joe Vecchio, and this is the Cup of Joe Radio Show, brought to you by the fine people at the Head On Radio Network, and I am glad to start the day with the programming here on the Head On Radio Network. How is everybody doing? It's been beautiful in Chicago. Spring has sprung, and it's still weather enough. I have to wear a little jacket, but just enough really to keep the wind off me. But the temperature has gone up. It's in the 50s. It's supposed to be in the 60s today. And I'm looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just really, really nice. I even managed to get some work in at my day job yesterday. Imagine that. We had a rush job that had to be finished by like 7 o'clock in the evening. And a lot of it was color pages, so it took for... Some of these jobs where it's color, they just say copy them as grayscale or black and white. That's no big deal. But some of them want color for color. And that just takes longer because, you know, color pictures are bigger memory. And it takes a little more time after they're scanned. So, okay... 3 or 4 pages, and you wait for the little buffer. I got a song. I keep meaning to send it to Agnes, and I'm going to do it tonight, or probably after the show today. But I won't tell you the name of the song, but we're going to play it at the bottom of the hour tomorrow. Okay, Agnes? Agnes Kincaid, ladies and gentlemen, is producing the show today. If you read my blog, and there really hasn't been anything to read there, my blog, by the way, is cupofjoe.blogspot.com, cupofjoe.blogspot.com, but I haven't posted anything since Sunday before last, and I have been concentrating on a little bit more real-life issues, and in fact, I've got another real-life issue that got dumped in my lap yesterday. I'm going to have to move here in the next month and a half or so because I have insane landlords, but that's another story. I haven't really been able to post it, but I have been paying attention to what's been going on, and I haven't talked about it much specifically because so many other people are doing such a good job of it. I mean, you know, and that's the thing I find about talk radio. I'll listen in. The rare times that I do listen in, every show is always talking about the same basic things. And everybody has their own take on it. And some people don't even have a different take on it. They just, you know, they're belaboring the same issues over and over again. And maybe that's okay for someone who's just coming in and tuning in on the show for a little while and then leaving after a bit. But, you know, it would drive me nuts if I was listening to the radio on a regular basis. It would just drive me absolutely batty. So I really prefer to let, you know, Jeff Allen Wolf and Mark Levine and Dr. Bill O'Brien and Guy James and Bob Kincaid, man, I let them do it because you know something, they do it so much better than I do. Me, I tell it more along the lines of, how does this affect you? How does this really affect you directly? And I like to use very, very simple analogies. And, you know, what I've been saying lately, and I'm going to continue saying it because it needs to be said, just because the message needs to be pounded into your head, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to wake up every day, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to imagine, that's the word I was looking for, I want you to imagine that the Bush administration, the Republican leadership, and their financial backers are standing right there in your living room, taking money out of your wallet or your purse or from wherever it is you hide it in your house, if you're hiding in your house. Because that's exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Day in and day out, every single day, ever since they got into power in 1994 when they took Congress, ever since they got the presidency in 2000. And that's what they've been, and now they've added a new twist to this, and I started this yesterday, and I want to speak specifically to that 18-year-old kid I spoke to in the chat room the other day. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that they're taking your son and daughter, who gladly go to them because they feel like, you know, sense of honor and duty, and that these people represent the country, and they're right there in front of you, they're taking a gun and putting a bullet through their head, because they're killing your children. It's your sons and daughters who are going off to war in Iraq. If you're a reservist, you're going off to war repeatedly, doing things that you weren't ever supposed to be doing, because the National Guard is not supposed to be used in this manner. But as I've said before, and as I'll say again, Republicans hate soldiers. They're just little toys, little pawns for them to move around a little chessboard. They really don't care. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the matter is, as far as they're concerned, you and me, Agnes Kincaid, ELO, Ray Hinckley, Sarge, all of our regulars, none of y'all are human. We're not human. We don't matter. The only reason we exist is so that we can be used to generate more wealth for them. Ladies and gentlemen, if they really had their way, if they had the power to create that kind of world right now, and they're already pretty much well on their way to doing it, you would work all your life and see not a damn thing. And there's a lot of people who are like that now. There's only been one time in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen, where that hasn't been true, and that's during the time when the New Deal was in full swing in the 50s and 60s in particular. Because you could go out and you can work a job for a living, and not only could you support yourself, but you actually had enough money to save for the future, so that you could buy a house. That's what it meant back then. That your work and your job meant something. Now, the only way you can have that same kind of security, financial security, is if you work a fairly highly skilled job in a very specific field. Like if you're an IT worker. Or if you're a very good writer, good enough to get work at a major newspaper. And even then, your job is not secure. My sister, ladies and gentlemen, is an editor for a major newspaper in New York. And I see what the subscription rates are for newspapers and how their things are falling, and her job is not secure. Now, I have no worries about her because she's a very intelligent, very talented person who will land on her feet. And her husband, a wonderful guy, who has called into the show from time to time, he works as an air traffic controller, and he's actually the union rep. He does very well. And the reason he does very well is because he and his brothers in the union, his brothers and sisters in the union, stand together and say, you're going to pay us what we're worth, because we have a hard job, have a very difficult job. And yes, being air traffic controller is still one of the most stressful jobs. I know technology's taken over a lot of it, but it's still a very stressful job because of the sheer amount of air flights that are going on across the country. But if he didn't have that union, and if they didn't stick together, he'd be lucky to be making one-fifth, okay, a quarter of what he's making. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way you can keep George Bush and the Bush administration, the Republican leadership, and their financial backers out of your room from robbing you is if you have all your other union brothers and sisters there in that room with you, who will say, you ain't taking nothing from us. In fact, if you want to make anything, you got to talk to us first. Because guys like Bush, they don't make a damn penny without us. Listen, if you want to talk about this, feel free to give me a call. 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. Or you can give me an email, joe@cupjoe.com. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty, and you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man's thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the number to call in, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And listen, let me do this again. Let me remind everybody, and because, you know, the Head On Network is trying to get as many sponsors as it can. I'm trying to get sponsors for my show. And if you want to be a sponsor, you can go on my website, cupojoe.blogspot.com. And there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can click on after every post, there's a tiny little dollar bill there. Click on that. That'll show you how you can be a sponsor to the show. The show is currently sponsored by unreportednews.net. And I'm very grateful for them because they're doing some wonderful work too. They really are. There are certain people that I probably will not have sponsors if they want to be. No right wing organizations, ladies and gentlemen, things like that. But whatever. We'll deal with that as it comes. But What was I saying? I lost my train of thought. My train of thought is easily derailed, by the way. Oh, yeah. What I was going to say was that if you really want to help out the Head-On Network, what you need to do is you need to email me, joe@cupjoe.com. It's very simple, C-U-P-J-O-E, joe@cupjoe.com. And just put in the subject header, just put, I'm listening. I've gotten several emails already, and I've been neglecting to bring this up in the last couple of days, but I'm bringing it up again, and I want everybody to understand how important this is, because it shows how many listeners we got. Yes, I've gotten a lot of emails already. I've gotten emails from all over the country and all over the world, and I'm very happy with what I've gotten so far, but I really do need more, and I need as many as I can, and I know there's a lot of you out there listening. I know there's a few thousand people listening, so I need to go out, and I need to collect all of your signatures, damn it, in that sense. I need to get all of your emails. It doesn't take you but a second, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Just email me, joe@cupjoe.com, and write, I'm listening. Okay, and I know for every one of you that are sending it, that there's 9 or 10 that are not sending it, and you know, maybe that's fine, but no, I'm not satisfied, damn it. I want more and more and more. And that's exactly what it's like, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a petition. Because investors want to know how many people are listening to the show. And they want to know, you know, they may not even necessarily care how enthusiastic they are. I don't know what percentage of the 1,000 or so are right-wingers. But if you're out there, you know, if you're listening, I hope you actually learn something. But maybe you're just listening for evidence or whatever. It doesn't matter to me why you're listening or not, because, you know, some of y'all are just too far gone. And here I am, a Brooklyn boy, using terms like y'all. What the hell do you expect? some of you are just too far gone. But for those who still have an open mind and don't realize just who is really responsible for the hard times you're having now, it ain't liberals, kid. It ain't liberals, pal. It ain't liberals, lady. So help out the Head-On Radio Network. You don't have to donate money. I know everybody's got, you know, time. And the Head-On Radio is not looking for donations, ladies and gentlemen. We are looking for sponsors. We are looking for investors. There's a big difference. But you don't have to become a sponsor or an investor if you let it known that you listen to the Head-On Network, if you listen to this show specifically or the Head-On Network in general. And if you're listening on your iTunes right now, that's great. If you're listening to this as a rerun on the White Rose Society, whiterosesociety.org, just write an email. That's all you got to do. Just write an email. And I hate doing this, ladies and gentlemen. I really do, because I want to talk about issues of substance. But if I'm going to be able to keep on talking about issues of substance, we got to have some petition support. Okay? The sponsorships will come in time. I'm not so worried about that. But we need to make sure that our investors know that we've got a lot of listeners out there. You know, and you know, it's like PBS with me doing this. I really, you know, I'm watching PBS and I'm enjoying the show, and all of a sudden they cut away and they spend the next 20 minutes trying to, you know, raise money. PBS shouldn't be doing that, ladies and gentlemen. PBS shouldn't be doing that. And you've got commercials on PBS now, which just sickens me. It just absolutely sickens me. Ladies and gentlemen, I grew up with public broadcasting. When I was a little kid, I watched Sesame Street and I watched The Electric Company. Some of my favorite television shows over the years have come from, you know, if it hadn't been for PBS, I never would have seen them. Monty Python's Flying Circus. Where else would I have seen that? Where else would I have heard of that? Doctor Who, one of my favorite science fiction shows. Mr. Rogers, Captain Kangaroo. All of these shows. And because we have a Republican administration and Republican congressmen who can't stand the idea of somebody getting something for nothing, God forbid, they want to kill public television. They would have killed it if they'd had the real opportunity, if there wouldn't have been a huge public backlash against them for killing it. And, of course, they would really love to see Head-On Radio go under, too. And I don't want to see that go under. Everybody here works so hard, and they do it for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Somewhere along the line, somebody got the impression that the producers are making a ton of money and we're not. That's absolutely not the case, ladies and gentlemen. We are all doing this because we feel compelled to do this. And if you look at events going on right now, you understand why we feel compelled to do this. So when I say wake up every morning, ladies and gentlemen, I am not just talking about wake up, get out of bed, because for you on the East Coast, you've been out of bed. Maybe out in L.A., where it's like, what, 8:24 now, it's a different story. But when I tell you to wake up, what I really mean is wake up and see what's going on. Wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak. See what's going on in the world, in this country. And in fact, you know, living in America, you generally don't have a real good idea of what's going on other places of the country. You really don't. Because our press never really covers it properly. And I didn't realize how xenophobic Americans were until I went overseas for a little while, a couple of years, several years actually, a couple of years in Japan, a year or so in Italy. And you saw how everything is different. And you read their news as much as you can, or you read an English version newspaper that's produced elsewhere. Because you know, ladies and gentlemen, even big magazines like Time and Newsweek, they have European editions, they have Asian editions, and they don't always tell the same stories they're telling here in the States. And there's something very, very wrong with that. There is something very, very wrong with that. What was it one a little while ago where they had it Time or Newsweek? I don't remember. But the cover of Time magazine or whatever magazine it was in Europe was about Afghanistan, and it showed a rebel said, you know, are we losing in Afghanistan, I think was the title of it. That's the cover story in the American version of it was, you know, some cooking lady does a show. We got a cooking lady. Never mind the war. Here's the cooking lady. Woohoo! Look at her bake her. Look at her bake that meatloaf. That's big news here in America, boy. Out here in the heartland, that's what we really care about. Never mind your kids going out and dying out there in Afghanistan and all these other places you can't even pronounce properly. No, boy, we got a meatloaf and that potato, boy. And, you know, I bug the slack jaws, and you know, it's easy to just say it's a southern thing, but it's not a southern thing. Because I met so many southerners who were intelligent, wonderful people. It's just that, unfortunately, the slackjaws have control down there. And places like unreportednews.net, my good friends Sarge and Ray and all the other people work there. Hell, you know, Bob and Agnes are Southerners. They're out there in West Virginia, out there in coal mining. And, you know, where the coal miners get screwed over year after year by the coal companies, but, you know, somehow they think with their work ethic that that's what they're supposed to do. And I just kind of shake my head because there's nothing I can do for those people. Hang on a second. Oh, Agnes is telling me she's not a Southerner. Well, you know, you've lived in the South, so that's what I've noticed about the South, the difference between Southerners and Northerners. I mean, you succeeded. for a Southerner, you can go down there. I can move down there, say from New York or wherever, and I could learn everything there is to know about the South. I could, you know, I can speak the accent. I can, you know, run the business. I can do everything, but I'll never truly be a Southerner because I wasn't born there. To them, that's what's important. But any Southerner can come up to New York City or to Chicago or a place like that, and if they work hard and they're successful, they'll accept you as one of their own. Because it's not about geography. There was an episode of King of the Hill. Great TV show. Same guys that did Beavis and Butthead, and it's remarkable to see that they were capable of. Mike Judge, I think, is one of the guys doing that. And the main character, Hank Hill, is this, you know, Southern redneck type, Texan. Very, you know, very conservative, very solid. Not insane conservative, but, you know. And he was a proud Texan, and he discovered one day that he was actually born in New York City because his parents were up there for whatever reason, and he was actually born there before they moved back to Texas. So he was upset that he wasn't a real Texan. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Why aren't you a real Texan? You've lived there all your life. Maybe you might have been born geographically elsewhere, but you've lived there all your life. You were raised there. Isn't that what it means to be a Texan? I guess not. What piece of dirt you were born on is apparently much more important than what your attitude is. New Yorkers don't have that attitude. I can point to two great examples of famous New Yorkers. Joe DiMaggio. Where's Joe DiMaggio from? He's from San Francisco. He was born and raised in San Francisco. Is Joe DiMaggio a New Yorker? Damn right he is. Joe Namath played football at the University of Alabama, and I think he's from Pennsylvania. Is Joe Namath a New Yorker? Damn straight he is, because they came and they kicked ass and they took names, and that's what New Yorkers respect. New Yorkers, in particular, among all the Northeasterners, they respect actual accomplishments. And I respect actual phone calls. If you want to give me a phone call, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. I wasted the whole 15 minutes there yapping on about stuff. But I got other stuff I want to talk about. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here in the Head-On Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Let's go. Let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why unreportednews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. UnreportedNews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to UnreportedNews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back on the Cup of Joe Radio Show, the last half of the show. Give me a call if you want to call in and get in on the action. 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And, of course, you can give me an email, joe@cupjoe.com, or you can just go to my blog and just browse through the lack of posts there. You know, Atrios, one of the bigger bloggers out there has been bitching and moaning about, you know, what they call the meta post, which is basically posts about posting and blogging. And and other people have been bitching about it left and right. And you know, a lot of these bigger bloggers, they just got that way just by sheer luck. And some of them recognize that, and some of them don't. And it really, the left wing blogosphere is really kind of after expanding, it's kind of contracted now to a few really big ones, and everybody just hopes to get linked to those from time to time. And it doesn't really happen for me because I don't post often enough. And, you know, what was I saying? Because I don't post often enough, and because I really, you know, because it's the way I do things on the show, because I don't generally talk about issues directly, and I am going to talk about an issue directly here in just a second. But anyway, that's just the way it is, and I accept it. But there's a lot of people out there who really do worry about, you know, what their traffic is on their site. And it's, anyway. Oh, good morning, Ray. Ray Hinckley just dropped me a note. You know, we're in, I'm in the producer chat area of the Head On Radio chat room. By the way, you can go to the Head On Radio chat room by going to headonradionetwork.com. And if you scroll down to the right, you'll see where the link where it says chat room, and click on that, and you can come in there and talk to some of the smartest people on the internets. I'm in the production area, so I really can't be in the main chat room right now. It's too technical. I wanted to talk about this whole attorneys firing thing, because it's actually becoming a story that's getting bigger and bigger by the day, and it's one of four major scandals of importance that have really been going on. And one was the Scooter Libby trial, and the Republicans are furiously trying to spin that. Andrea Mitchell was on CNN the other day saying that the majority of the public wants us to pardon Scooter Libby, and the actual poll results show that something like 18% of people want us to pardon. So, you know, but it's those 18% that are a majority, because, you know, those are the 18% of the humans. You know, those are the ones that agree with the conservative agenda, right? So they're the only ones that count. Everyone who counts wants to pardon Scooter. Give me a second. Now, for those of you who have been living under a rock politically the last few days, or the last few weeks, the story has been this. There were eight in particular, but there have been a lot more. There were eight federal attorneys in this country. And while technically they can be fired, it's not something that generally happens during the middle of an administration, and not so many all at once. But there were eight of them in particular who lost their jobs, were essentially fired by the Bush administration, and they were fired under one of the provisions of, I think it was the Patriot Act, that basically, in order to allow Mr. Bush to be nimble in the war on terror, he had to be able to go out and be able to fire these people at will. Excuse me. And they claim it was performance-based and it wasn't politically motivated, but as the days goes by, it's becoming more and more obvious, as it is, has been for so many people anyway, not just in this issue, but in tons of other issues, that pretty much everything the Republican Party does, that the Bush administration does, is politically motivated. And it's a combination of several different things. One is they want to get rid of these people so they can put in some more of their little cronies. Guys like Brownie, who did such a heck of a job at Katrina. The people running the show in Iraq, the people running the show elsewhere. And now, even the New York Times, which has been, you know, freaking covering for this administration since day one, they helped put him into office. They covered for him after 9/11, and they've covered for him pretty much ever since. If you know, they ask you to go, yeah, we think you should do better at this. You know, why haven't they been screaming impeach, impeach? They certainly scream that way about Bill Clinton. If you can get impeached for getting a BJ and supposedly lying about it, which he didn't even really do. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that it's becoming clearer and clearer, and even the New York Times is saying that this goes right back to the White House. And it goes right back to the White House and Karl Rove, who sent a list. They're trying to say it wasn't a vendetta against these guys. It wasn't a vendetta. Of course not. They had a list. If they were all on a list and we didn't go after them individually, then it can't be a vendetta, can it? Good God Almighty. And there are people who buy this stuff. Well, you know, they serve at the president's... Yeah, the president can fire anyone he wants. Some of them were fired because they wanted to make way for one of their political cronies, like I said. Others were fired because they were not investigating Democrats harshly enough. In fact, under the Justice Department, where is it that I read that? Was it on Juan Cole? Was it on, I think it was on Digby. Democrats have been investigated 7 times more than Republicans have. Now, I'm not saying the Democrats are squeaky clean, but you know, at the very least, that the corruption ought to be relatively equal on both sides. Although it's really, to be perfectly honest, the Republicans are at this time at least 7 times more corrupt than the Democrats are. In fact, I think the Republican, this is probably the most corrupt political organization in the history of the United States. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. And I'll bring this up. You know, I haven't spoken about this for a long time, but the poster child for political corruption in this country was an outfit called Tammany Hall, which basically ran the city of New York for over 100 years, and they were a massive political machine. And one of the reasons they became a political machine is because as soon as immigrants came off the boat, and ladies and gentlemen, in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, they were coming out the boats in the thousands on a daily basis after they're getting, you know, go through Ellis Island and all that, once they got processed. But ladies and gentlemen, they took them in, they helped get them work, they gave them food, they got them signed up and registered to vote. And the thing about it is there's a difference between what Tammany Hall was doing and what the Republicans were doing, what they are doing now. What were the Tammany Hall people, vicious thugs? Yes, they were. They intimidated people. Their leadership was very corrupt, and they took a lot of money, and they just, you know, bought really, you know, they just got rich off of it. But you know something? There was a reason they stayed at power for over 100 years. It's because they actually made a difference in people's lives a lot of times. You needed some food, they got some food for you. You needed some help with the rent, they helped you with the rent, either maybe just by giving you a little bit of money directly, and not much, or by talking to your landlord and working with you. And a lot of these people coming in, they didn't speak English very well, and so they acted as mediators. And I'm not going to be an apologist for them. Boss Tweed, their greatest leader, went to jail with good reason. But the reason they survived is because they did stuff for working people, for poor people. The reason why they went out is because the New Deal finally, you know, the government finally started providing some of the services that these guys were providing. Okay? And all they ask is that you vote for them and keep them in power. And again, I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, oh, they're wonderful angels. No, they weren't, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. They were vicious bastards, and it just goes to show what was going on in the country that then, where essentially a criminal organization was providing these services. And, you know, the idea of the government helping people out was like, you can't do that. The government can't be helping people out. What the heck do you think the government is there for? Because that was when the government was run totally by laissez-faire capitalist conservatives, right? At any rate, along those lines, are the Republicans like Tammany Hall? No, because you know what? They don't do a damn thing for anybody except for themselves. Like Mel Brooks in the 2,000-year-old man bit talking about Robin Hood. It was really a man named Robin Hood. Oh, yeah, a lovely man, ran around the forest. Did he really steal from the rich and give to the poor? No, he didn't. He didn't. He stole from everybody and kept everything. But how did legend come about? Well, he had a fellow, Marty, the press agent. He wrote in all the papers. He wrote in scrolls. He took from the rich and gave to the poor. Who knew? Who knew he'd give you such a knock on the head when he robbed you? You wouldn't remember anything anyway. He was a tough guy. And that's basically what we have with the Republican parties, ladies and gentlemen. They got Marty, the press agent, on Fox News, telling everybody how the Republican party's doing well. And you know what? And I told people this. When Bush first got into office, I said, hang on to a pay stub from now. Hang on to your tax thing. And in 4 years, when the time comes for elections to come again, I want you to take a look at your tax and compare it and see if you're paying any more or less taxes now than you were paying under before Bush got into office. Now, if you're talking about how much money you're saving on taxes, and you see that you're not saving any money on taxes or paying less taxes, and ladies and gentlemen, you weren't paying less taxes, and you still vote for Bush on the concept that he's good for your taxes, then you deserve a boot to the head. How can you be so stupid? Well,
my taxes aren't really going around, but you know them Democrats. The Democrats haven't been in power, you idiot!
That was the question. You know, that's what sometimes people ask when election comes. Hey, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, are you better off now than you were 6 years ago? Are you? Are you better off now than you were in 1994 when the Republicans took control of Congress? Are you? You tell me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know something? You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe what I'm telling you. I'm not asking you to. You see it yourself. All I do is remind you of it. And let me remind you of the phone number to call in. 1-877-443-2366 as we're heading up on a Puffy Yummy Yumi break. I got to watch it. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here in the Cup of Joe Radio Show. I want to continue just briefly. I want to continue talking about this because it's just indicative of a larger pattern with the Bush administration. You know, and it's one of the aspects of fascism that they have. Well, who is it that they had there are 16 defining characteristics of a fascist government, and the United States is currently exhibiting all 16 to a certain extent or not. But let me be a little bit clearer on something because people talk about it and people throw the F word around like that. Very vicariously or very, very irresponsibly sometimes. And the truth of the matter is they're not totally fascist. I mean, they literally do not have armies out on the streets. They literally do not have, you know, people actually physically intimidating people. And they really haven't reached that point yet. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons I do the show is because I don't want it to get to that point. And the only thing that's going to stop them is a massive uprising. Because you know something? Those feelings, they're like a cancer. The feelings of hatred, the feelings of bigotry, and the people who manipulate people so that they can get you to vote for them. Because that's really what it is. There's so many different things. It's organized crime. It's a protection racket. I mean, there's so many analogies you can point up to it. But what it all boils down to is they want money, they want power, and they're willing to do anything to get it. And if that means killing people, if that means if that means lying to people, if that means stirring up people's hatreds, they're perfectly willing to do it. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who fall for it. What do I keep saying about Republicans? Three types of people who vote for them. Category 1, Category 2, Category 3. Category 1 are people who are in on the scam. Category 2 are people who want to be in on the scam. Category 3 are people who are not aware that they're being scammed. And most of them fall into that category. And some of it is willful ignorance because they just simply refuse to believe that their leaders are a bunch of vicious bastards. And I get email from, you know, relatives and from other people who, you know, making jokes, you know, making stupid jokes about Hillary Clinton. And telling lies. What was the one I got the other day? It said, the new dollar coins, the gold dollar coins with George Washington, don't have In God We Trust on it. We should refuse to handle this currency because, you know, we put God in a curse. God, Jesus, God. And I was like, asshole. Oops, sorry. A-hole. The In God We Trust thing was a mistake. Or at least it not being on the coin. There were 50,000 coins accidentally minted without that thing. It happens. It's like the 1955 double die penny, which are very rare, where it was accidentally stamped twice and they get out in circulation. Mistakes like that happen in a mint. But you have somebody, and I'm sure it was a Republican operative who started this whole thing. You have somebody out there, you know, spreading this stuff to get people all riled up. Wow, the government's against God! And of course, you know, most people grew up, most people who listen to the show, they grew up, they were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I was born in 61. So we have never known a time when In God We Trust has not been on the currency because, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't start appearing on our currency until the 50s. Same way, you know, Under God didn't appear in the Pledge of Allegiance until the 50s. You know why? Because we were trying to separate ourselves from the godless communists. We were so paranoid about communism, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, and I'm not, and again, I'm not going to be an apologist for communism because communism was awful. And, you know, we should have combated it. But, you know, we didn't have to be so damn paranoid about it. We were so paranoid about it that the Cincinnati Reds baseball team, ladies and gentlemen, the oldest baseball team in history, founded in like 1875 or something like that, we're talking a baseball team that's over 200 years old. Excuse me, over a century old. Century, almost a century and a half, 130 years. Okay? They had to change their name to the Red Legs for a while during the 50s because they wouldn't want to be known as the Reds because, you know, that's what the commies are, the Reds. And I'm like, huh? And because of that, you know, we started putting In God We Trust on our currency and the Pledge of Allegiance was changed to say, under God. Ooh, I'm losing my voice. Where the hell did that come from? Let me get a drink of water here. It's God getting me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
There we go. A little better. Yeah, I'm drinking more fluids now. I've been drinking so much, I've been spending half the time here just drinking and peeing. That's my life, ladies and gentlemen. I drink and I pee. That's my world. Welcome to it. What the hell was I saying? But no, okay. And now, you know, now the communism has basically been gotten rid of as a threat, and you know, it was bound to fall anyway. It was pretty plain to see that sooner or later. Now, of course, the same people who's like, "Oh my God, we can't get money out of scaring people into communism anymore. We gotta have terrorists." So instead of commie, terror. And, you know, actually, there was an article in a magazine many, many years ago when they were talking about that, just around when communism fell. They said they're going to need somebody else and it's going to be terrorists. And, you know, they let 9/11 happen. Reichstag, same type of stuff. I mean, I hear all the different conspiracy theories. Oh, there were bombs in the World Trade Center and it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. Yeah, whatever. You know, something up. My point has always been very much the same. It's not what happened before that's important. It's what happened after. Then they bring up the whole canard about, you know, well, you know, Roosevelt knew that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor, and he let it happen so we can get us involved in the war. Well, a couple of things along those lines. First of all, it's BS! What really happened was that the Navy admirals at the time, most of them, didn't understand and didn't care about air power and didn't think of an attack of that nature was possible, even though they had plenty of warnings. And, you know, when that happened, a lot of those admirals got fired. They didn't get medals of freedom for screwing things up, like Mr. Bush gives on people who screwed things up. And the second thing is, even if that was true, you know, the truth is that we were right. We would have been right to get involved in the war because we needed to. We needed to fight fascism. And who were the fascists in this country, ladies and gentlemen, until we actually went to war with Germany? It was the Republicans who were pro-fascist. It was the Republicans who were giving financial support to the Nazi Party. Oh, yeah, don't tell me this. There was the Republicans who were strong on being isolationists. And then later on, when, you know, they discovered how much money you can be made with the military, it was the Republicans, the one that, you know, that took up and created the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. And Eisenhower was a Republican, but he wasn't a lunatic. And he saw it. And you know what I'm seeing is I'm seeing the clock running down here, unfortunately. An hour is not enough time, but that's a story for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember that every day as you're going about your work, as you're going about your business, just remember, keep it in the back of your head that the Republican administration, the Republican Party, they're just basically acting to rip you off. That's what they exist for, ladies and gentlemen. That is their purpose in life, to rip you off. And as you remember that every day, that will help guide you in your daily lives to know, if not necessarily to vote Democratic, because I'm not saying you have to vote Democratic, just go out there and try to make a positive change for the world. In the meantime, the Cup of Joe radio show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network, Agnes Kincaid, running the board out there in the studios in West Virginia. Thank you, Agnes. You did a wonderful job, as always. The Cup of Joe radio show is sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. Unreported News, your source for real news about the Katrina disaster. If you want to listen to my archives are on the White Rose Society, whiterosesociety.org. Very, very good website, and they're still having a fundraiser going, so go in there and drop a few dimes in the bucket. And if you want to become a sponsor for the Cup of Joe radio show, just give me an email, joe@cupjoe.com, and we can put together a spot for you if you want to become a sponsor. They can be very inexpensive. Jeff Allen Wolf is next on your head-on radio network stations across the country. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, hey, 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 hey! Get back to work!
smoke a pack of Jack. While I'm flat on my back, I'll eat a dish of Chris out of a bowl of Joel on a saucer of Tim. Or would you rather have him just fill me up with Fred? Feed me a fork of Frank and one more helping of Dick. Lay it on nice and thick. Open a can of Dan and make a meal of Sam. But don't give me no mo, 'cause what I really want's a cup of Joe.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
You're listening to the Venture 3 Radio Network.
Number 3 Senate Dem urges Gonzalez to quit. Cheney says Congress is undermining the U.S. troops. Army Surgeon General resigns. Israelis and Palestinians in secret contacts. FDNY Union bursts Giuliani's 9/11 aura. Russians say Iran nuke plant to be delayed. Nevada Dems nix Fox debate. Has Ann Coulter hit her tipping point? Iran leader wants to defend the nuke program. Brown wants new world order to fight global warming. Chavez launches biting U.S. attack. Al Gore's interactive current TV comes to Britain to save democracy. Hillary says, I'm the JFK of 2008. Fallback strategy for Iran? Train locals, draw down forces. That's from the military. 2008 campaign will test the privacy of candidates' personal lives. Can Christian Coalition aid the 08 campaign? And greenhouse effect is a myth, says scientists. I'm not a myth. And these are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show, starting now.